Why stop someone's heart with a bullet when you can win it over with a song? Fed up of violence in Iraq, music teacher Majid Abed Noor turned his rifle into a lute. Far better, he says, to serenade someone than to shoot them.
The Kalashnikov is a tool of war. We are the country of the harp. Iraq has too many widows and orphans. This is a message for politicians to invest in music and other arts because arts are the face of a country. Music is the language of peace and love. There isn't a musician who is a killer.
He uses music to help students who need speech therapy and says religious conservatives wanting to place bans on the industry fail to see its ability to heal. Aspiring artists in Iraq struggle to make a start, especially women. Isra quit her dream job, a fronting for a local band, within a year. Paid half as much as men, or sometimes not at all. Harassed online and assaulted in person. She says swimming against the tide in Iraq is to be washed away by it.
From a long time ago, this country only was a war zone. People don't really understand that there could be a chance of something different, of joy. So the struggle is when you really try to break the cycle. Old Iraqi people, the typical ones, they really have a cycle that this is yes, this is no, this is okay, this is not okay, this is wrong, this is right. Young Iraqi people are trying to break this cycle.
She is still singing, but nervous about stepping back into the light.
Live shows are rare in Baghdad these days. You could count the number of local rock bands on one hand. But there is a growing demand for cafes like this that double as a venue for local musicians.
Baghdad's Blues Brothers have been at the heart of the local music scene for years, surviving decades of war and turmoil. They say that bringing people a little joy at the end of their day is as good a job as a person can do.
The music scene is, developing and growing. We play rock, we play blues, we play metal sometimes, and play pop also as well. We did the fusion of famous Arabic songs with Western songs, Iraqi songs with some Western songs. The response was so good, was so excellent. It's encouraging for me. I see it is very encouraging. I see the light in the end of the tunnel. Huge light, inshallah.
That's through music.
Yes.
Iraqis, they say, have earned the right to have a little fun. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.